Now we come to an American woman who fought an uphill battle in trying to shake off the image of school slut, which she was labelled with at the tender age of 11. The experience of sexual bullying recorded in her diary prompted Emily Lindin to publish her teenage diaries online in a project she is calling the Unslut Project. It's designed to work towards change right across the world, breaking down prejudice and to provide support to people who are being labelled sluts. Earlier, we spoke to Emily, who told us more about the project and her own personal unslutting experience.
I had heard about girls who were as young as pre-teenagers, not even in their teens yet, taking their own lives, committing suicide, because it was so overwhelming to them to have this shameful reputation, and they didn't feel like there was anyone they could turn to.
Emily, you talked about hearing from other people's stories, but you yourself also suffered this kind of discrimination and bullying, didn't you, when you were 11?
Yes, and that is the impetus for starting this whole project, is my own personal experience. From the age of 11 on, I was known as the school slut. It seems ridiculously young, right? 11 years old is a girl, you imagine, who hasn't gone through puberty yet. But I had developed much more quickly than most other girls my age. So I was a natural target for sexual attention and curiosity from my peers. And then I had one sexual exploration with my boyfriend at the time, who was 12 years old. And he and his friend convinced me to let him stick his hand down my pants. I was also interested in exploring this type of sexuality, but it wasn't an aggressive act on my part. But that's the way it got turned around. So then he told all his friends what had happened, and the rumors started flying wild around the school and around the community. And pretty soon I had that reputation of being that 11-year-old slutty girl. And the whole time I kept really, really detailed diaries. The strangest thing about it is the way that I remembered my life happening versus the way that the diary entries demonstrated actually was. So, for instance, in a couple of the entries, boys who are a little older than me feel entitled to touch my body. They put their hands on my body expecting me to like it. And I remember those instances, but reading about them, it becomes clear that I really was not inviting that kind of attention. I really didn't want it. I felt incredibly uncomfortable, whereas I had remembered it as deserving that type of attention. So it was bizarre to me to look back and read those details and think, oh my gosh, I have remembered incorrectly, or I kind of really internalized that sense of shame. I've gone through life thinking, sure, bad things happened to me when I was 11, 12, 13 years old, but I deserved it. I really was asking for it. When in reality, I really wasn't. Nobody is.
How did this change your life, you know, your family life or your life at school? I mean, you described certain girls have been driven to suicide for being bullied sexually. How did it impact on you?
Well, I considered suicide a couple of times. I also started cutting my wrists, not as an effort to kill myself, more as a coping mechanism. And my family definitely knew something was wrong, but they just didn't know how to reach me. And there was no way that I was going to confide in my conservative Catholic parents about this reputation that I had acquired. A lot of times that happens. Girls feel like there's no one they can turn to and end up committing suicide because the adults in their lives, who they would normally go to about any other type of bullying, are on board with this shaming. And that's what's so horrifying about this particular type of bullying.
Your Unslut website, it's pretty interactive. You've got a blog and you also publish your diary. And there's also a button for shared stories where people can submit their own experiences. Can you perhaps describe some of the responses you've received via your website?
The responses vary wildly from country to country and all different ages. Some women write in and they're 53 years old and they're remembering, you know, 4 decades ago something similar happened to them, and they want to talk about finally how it affected them and how they were able to get through it, if at all. Some of the people who get in touch with me are young girls saying things like, thank you for talking about this, because I thought I was the only one. I felt so isolated that I thought that nobody else had possibly survived this type of shame. And to read the stories that other people are sharing creates a sense of community. It creates a sense of, okay, they got through it, they grew up and led wonderful lives. I can too. This isn't a dead end here.
And you're taking some of those experiences and other people's experiences, and you're going to turn them into a documentary film called Slut.
It's going to feature stories of girls who have taken their own lives and not made it out of this type of bullying, as well as women who have gone through some version of slut shaming and how they coped with it. And beyond that, interviews with media figures, sexologists, psychologists, people who have a lot of experience talking about female sexuality and talking with women who have suffered, and to talk about generally what they see and ideas they have for moving forward. And that's what I really hope this documentary film will accomplish, is that everyone who sees it will be inspired to interrogate their own behavior and their own assumptions, and really recognizing that we all have this individual responsibility to slowly, one by one, change what our overall culture is.